Was this welcome to the NFL, Brown and Robinson? No, it's your second season, but...
Oh, you know, with all the work and stuff that I put in the offseason, you know, this, I mean, I expect myself to, you know, to have big games, you know. So, I mean, it's just about, you know, quick memory, you know, I mean, quick memory from bad games, quick memory from great games. You know, you got to bounce back. You know, we got another week ahead of us.
We saw a lot of pretty much you getting wide open, catching balls all around training camp. Was it nice to get back to that?
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm just like I do every week, you know, just each and every week try to go out there and make plays for my team. You know, that's the main thing. So, I mean, each and every day, you know, when my number is called, just trying to go out there and make plays.
The win obviously was important, but was the performance and the way you did it important after, you know, the preseason you guys had on offense and then to not show that in the opener?
You know, I mean, we really can't, you know, concern ourselves with that. You know, I mean, we know throughout the course of the season, you know, it's going to be a lot of ups and it's going to be some downs, you know. So, I mean, we really can't concern ourselves, you know, or really panic, you know, on how we played last week. You know, that's why we have, you know, 14 more games now, you know. So, I mean, each and every week is a new opportunity.
Could you talk about the play down the left sideline where the cornerback looked like he had you well covered, but you reached up to the ball and without him really turning around, you didn't look at it?
I mean, I was trying to go up there and make a play. You know, I mean, I had an opportunity. You know, it was early in the game. You know, we really want to start fast, you know, so I just had an opportunity to make a play, and I was able to do that.
Was it pass interference in the second half on that one ball that looked like it went through your hands, but he was hitting you? That pass
interference? You know, that's in the ref's hands, you know. I mean, I really can't, you know, be – you know, I'm not a referee, so, I mean, that's hard for me to say. You know, I mean, it was a good play by the DB. You know, I mean, he didn't call pass interference, so it wasn't pass interference.
You think it was pass interference?
I mean, it could have went either way, but, you know, I mean, he didn't call it, so it wasn't.
Very low-key about this.
Oh, yeah, you know, I mean, it's excitement, you know, but like I said before, you know, we got to have a quick memory, you know, whether it's, you know, you have a great game or you have a bad game, you know, you got to have a quick memory, you know, you enjoy it, but then you bounce back, you know, and Monday is a new week.
Why was the offense so much different?
You know, that's hard to say. You know, I think the main thing was, you know, this week, you know, when we kind of, well, I know, speaking for the receiver's sake, you know, we went to the week with a chip on our shoulder, you know, so we wanted to go out there and we wanted to make plays, you know, and I'm pretty sure that's what each group did. You know, we hold each one of our position groups in a high standard, you know, and we know that if we all play our best and play how we know how to play, that we could be pretty good.
We
didn't have a game that we wanted to play. You know, I mean, we put in a lot of work in the offseason, you know, so we expect better from ourselves than we did last week. So, I mean, you know, I mean, really, we didn't really concern ourselves, you know, with the drops, you know, that happened, you know, with everything else. You know, we just hold ourselves to a higher standard. So, I mean, we wanted to go out there and we wanted to show that.
For you to win a couple of 50-50 balls early, that's what you expect of yourself, right?
Yeah, for sure. You know, that's what they had me out there and throw them up for, you know, just for me to be able to make a play. You know, so I was able to do that early in the game, you know, and I just tried to just keep doing it throughout the course.
We haven't seen that all year, though. Was that put in for this game? Just throw some jump balls and see if Allen can get them.
Oh, no, you know, I mean, we've done that, you know, throughout camp, you know, throughout the whole course of, you know, since we started in OTAs. You know, so, I mean, we have a lot of stuff in our game plan. You know, they just gave me a few opportunities on that today.
Having Marquise Lee back in the lineup on a regular basis, what does that do to your role and how much does that open up the offense in the passing game?
It really doesn't change, you know, either one of our, well, anybody's role in the room too much, you know. I mean, it's awesome to have Marquise back, you know, because he's a dynamic playmaker for us, you know. So whenever we can put another playmaker on the field, you know, that's great for us.
With 145-2 in the first half, obviously the defense is going to do some things to say, we're going to stop that guy. Now, what did they do, and did that open things up for other people as far as the
team? They play some stuff a little differently, you know. I wouldn't say, you know, that my play per se opened up stuff for other people, you know. I mean, we had some great calls, you know, and those guys were able to go out there and make plays, you know. So, I mean, they were able to get open in the second half, just how I was able to make some plays in the first half.
This week, you were kind of calm with us. Could you see and worry about where you played last week going to be better significantly this week?
You know, Blake's never, you know, a real, you know, get down type of guy, or, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's hard to tell, but like I said, we know internally, you know, how guys feel about their play, you know. So, I mean, like I said before, I mean, I don't think Blake, you know, had a bad game last week, you know, but he wanted to come out there and play a lot better this week, you know. So, I mean, that's what he expects of himself, you know. Just like with our receiver group, you know, we expect high expectations for ourselves, you know. So we don't really get too down or get all. We know how good we can be when we play at the level that we know how to play at.
What are you going to do tonight? You got anything special planned?
Nope.
Thank you.